The Kentucky Derby winner, Barbaro, is recovering after surgery to repair broken bones in his right rear leg. Barbaro was hurt at the start of Saturday's Preakness Stakes in Maryland. At the time, his injuries were described as life-threatening. Now his survival is described as 50-50. This morning we've called Steve Haskin, senior correspondent for the magazine The Blood Horse. Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess one of the privileges of your job is that you get to go to the Preakness. What did you see of this injury? How did it happen?
Well, nobody really knows how it happens because these injuries can happen in any different number of ways. But basically, he just took a bad step, you know, about 100 yards coming out of the gate. And unfortunately, it was right in front of everybody. It was just absolutely gut-wrenching to see. You know, when you watch a race, you know, your eyes capture the flow of the race. And you know instantly when that flow is interrupted that something bad has happened. And when it does, you know, in a home stretch like that, in front of almost 120,000 people, it's even worse.
Mm.
You know, from a personal viewpoint, there was a foreboding feeling when Barbaro broke through the gate before the start of the race, because you don't usually see that. And I was watching on the big screen from the infield, and one moment Barbaro was in a great position, and the next he was gone. So I turned around to see what happened, and there he was on the track, and I could see him standing there with his right back leg just dangling, you know, as if it was nearly detached from the rest of the leg. At first, there was stunned silence, something that it's almost like it was surreal, as if it's not happening. And then the mood changed abruptly when they brought out the ambulance and set up a screen shielding the horse from the crowd, because that usually is a sign that they're going to euthanize the horse.
Well, let me ask about that, Mr. Haskin. I want to clarify that term, life-threatening, because in the case of a horse, doesn't that mean that the owner might make the decision to put him to sleep?
Well, the owner usually does make the decision, and it depends, you know, on insurance. But the owner is not going to put this horse to sleep unless he has to be put to sleep, because they've already invested tens and tens of thousands of dollars just for the surgery alone, and then there's the recuperative care. So, you know, there's no problem at all as far as keeping this horse alive monetarily.
And explain why that investment, you know, and we have to call it an investment, I suppose, was made in saving the horse.
Well, first of all, you know, it's the public consciousness now is amazing. I mean, our website has taken, you know, triple the number of hits it's ever taken ever. And everybody's looking. Everybody's been waiting with bated breath to see how the surgery, you know, took. And you can just see from the website, reading all the comments on what kind of national attention this has gotten. It's been all over TV, all over the national news. So, you know, they're not going to put this horse down, plus the fact that he's worth so much money as a stallion, you know, regardless of how much money he's insured for.
And in just a couple of seconds,
survives, he's going to be worth maybe $40, $50 million as a stallion.
Mm. And in just a couple of seconds, is there anything about the breeding of today's thoroughbreds that makes them more fragile?
Well, yeah, basically, what we've done, unfortunately, through the years, we've infused so much speed into the blood of the thoroughbred. And combined with the harder and faster racetrack surfaces, it's harder keeping horses sound than it used to be. We have a new track surface now called Polytrack that's being used that will help a lot. And hopefully other tracks will use deeper cushions on their race courses.
Okay. Well, Mr. Haskin, thanks very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Steve Haskin is senior correspondent for the magazine The Blood Horse. He's talking with us about the Preakness, where the winner, by the way, is the horse Bernardini.